We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is this Airwolf?
Oh, no, wait. This is it. This is what I asked for. I had to hear it. There is X-Men. Thank you.
Very sad. I was like, I would have been pretty disappointed if you would have gotten that.
I had to hear it. I had to hear it first.
Patience, back.
Wicket, shut up.
Still let you two work this out.
There is a Hungarian TV show, as I mentioned earlier, that is suing the makers of X-Men because they think that they stole this song from them in the 80s. This was a good cartoon. Early 90s, this was a real good cartoon. Keep your TV theme song nominees coming in on the text line at 22980.
This is up on Facebook,
yes,
so people want to check out what this assignment looked like. Out of the Today Show, parents of children attending an elementary school in Pittsburgh were stunned when their first grade students brought home an assignment about two young boys running from the police. We're going to read it to you here in a sec. Pittsburgh Public Schools assured families that the assignment is not part of the regular curriculum, and staff are trying to figure out how it landed in a classroom. Still, parents and community members are outraged by the worksheet. At the top of this worksheet, it says, let's read. Again, this is a first grade classroom. Let's read. Read the story three times. Color a star each time you read. Color your evidence for each question in the text. So all they've got to do is read it three times and then mark the star at the top that they read it three times. Here's what it says. Tom will run. He will run from the cop. Tom will run with Bob. They will not stop. Look at the cop. The cop has a big mop. What will he do with the mop? Tom falls on a log. Rob falls in the pond. Get him, yells the cop to his dog. The dog gets Tom and Rob. Rob sucks. This has a grammar problem.
No, you have to read it verbatim, Jamie.
This is hurting my soul.
Read it.
Rob's socks is wet from the pond.
Yeah, I know. That's the word.
What the?
What teacher wrote this?
Gosh, use proper grammar for... Okay. So there's that problem. And then at the bottom it says, there are questions. And it says, what did Tom fall on? Who were they running from? It's your very basic reading comprehension test. I'm going to give you this thing to read. You're going to answer questions at the end. Kids are doing this as first grade. They're going to do it until they're done with college. It got some pretty strong reaction like this. Yeah, people are picking on the grammar just like I did. But other people said, why on earth did a teacher think this was a good idea for the homework exercise? And then picked on the grammar also. And then somebody else put this up onto Instagram and said, this is what they're teaching our elementary schools in Pittsburgh. Really? Run from the cop? They couldn't think of any other story to teach them? This should not be going on. Unacceptable. I don't think so. People are very upset. Pittsburgh Public Schools shared a statement with Today's Show about the assignment saying, quote, the worksheet is not a part of the district's curriculum or intervention programs. While we continue to support teacher autonomy to supplement classroom materials to meet the needs of their students, we must ensure that all materials placed in front of our students are culturally responsive, validating, and affirming their cultural and ethnic identities, and use proper grammar since that's what we're teaching to first graders. The district is investigating the source of the materials. It's a personnel matter. We're not going to say anything more about it. Let's see. Yeah, really run from the cops. That's what we're teaching our kids. Many worried that such a story might confuse young children and cause them to think it was fun or harmless to run from police, because that's what it said kids did. The superintendent expressed his dismay in a statement shared with the Today Show. Not only does the content send the wrong message to our students, but it also does not meet our expectations for student instruction.
Tom will run. He will run from the cop. Tom will run with Rob. They will not stop. Look at the cop. The cop has a big mop. What will he do with the mop? Tom falls on a log. Rob falls in the pond. Get them, yells the cop to his dog. And then grammar.
And then bad grammar.
And then the grammar on top of it. Some people are upset with the fact that the lesson learned here, the way to teach rhyming and grammar and nouns and whatnot, mm-hmm. is about kids running from the police. Is that wrong? 576-7798. Text 22980. Jamie?
I'm going to say what I say in a lot of these cases. Is there a way... And the answer to this is yes. I'm going to answer my own question. Was there another way to have given a reading assignment that would not have outraged people and gotten national attention? And the answer, of course, is yes. That whoever was giving this reading comprehension assignment wasn't thinking, wasn't... And I really hope it was like a substitute teacher. I hope it was a sub who isn't normally in this class, who brought their own materials in from home or something. I hope it's not a 30-year veteran who is just close to retirement or something like that. The answer, of course, is yes. There were 150 other ways. There are entire websites dedicated, and teachers have a lot of resources for things like this, of paragraphs you could find and then ask a few questions about. Why was this one chosen?
There is a racial quality, a racial factor in all of this, too.
Yes, absolutely.
You are in the Pittsburgh Public School District.
Which I assume is pretty diverse.
Yes. It is 80%. Let's see. The county itself is very white. But downtown, mm-hmm. I'm going to see if I can find the exact demographic breakdown for you. Because I am going to assume. I've never been to Pittsburgh, but I'm going to assume that downtown Pittsburgh public schools are a lot like a lot of inner cities.
And urban.
And there's a lot of black or Latino or non-white kids mm-hmm. that go to those schools. And we have an issue between police and young black and young Mexican kids and young non-white kids. Why is the lesson about running from police?
Why do we include the mop? There's four statements in this that don't even belong here. But yes, what does the mop have to do with anything?
The cop has a mop, all right?
In what universe does the cop have a mop? Whatever.
You don't have a cop to carry mops around here?
But yes, why are we saying Tom will run? We'll run from the cop. With Rob, they won't stop. And then the cop yells to his dog, get him!
Get him!
And the dog gets Tom and Rob.
In a district that I'm telling you right now has a lot of black kids in it.
Yes.
And we've got racial issues all over this country. Doesn't matter what side you're on, you recognize that they are there.
Mm-hmm.
576-7798. Or is this mother that had a problem with this and put it up on social media, is she overreacting? Is she just looking for a reason? Because people, I'm sure, will say that. They're looking for a reason to be offended. I don't know. If Britain one day came home with this and I read it, I'd be like, huh, that's weird. But it wouldn't affect her the way it would affect a kid that lives in the inner city.
But it's also, at some point you have to teach your kids, like, what to do if they're pulled over for a traffic stop, right? Yep. Like, here's the proper way to act if you are pulled over for speeding
and
things
like that. You get the cops
mop. First graders have probably not had much interaction with police yet. I don't know when we start the DARE program.
That's a really good point.
But they don't have much interaction with police yet. And so the first thing you're teaching them about police is to run from them. I don't like that.
576-7798. You can text 22980. We'll get you that keyword to cash as well coming up next. Almost 12:30. Dan Weinbaum is in the newsroom. All right, 576-7798 is the phone number. One more time, your keyword to cash this hour.
Drink, D-R-I-N-K, drink. You can text it to 72881 for a chance at $1,000 in this national contest. Message and data rates may apply.
What is wrong with this Pittsburgh Public Schools assignment for first graders?
This is what was given. So this is your basic reading comprehension worksheet. There's a short story there, a paragraph labeled Tom and Rob. The directions are read the story three times, color a star each time you read the story, and then answer the questions at the bottom. This is what it says. Tom will run. He will run from the cop. Tom will run with Rob. They will not stop. Look at the cop. The cop has a big mop. What will he do with the mop? Tom falls on a log. Rob falls in the pond. Get him, yells the cop to his dog. The dog gets Tom and Rob. Rob's socks is wet from the pond.
Hold off on the grammar at the end. Rob's socks is wet at the end drives. Because that's the comment everybody's making.
Yeah.
But we'd like you to focus.
That's a comment I made. I have a bigger problem with that. But So parents saw this worksheet. Again, it was first graders. So parents got a hold of this and said, why are we teaching first graders? Of any assignment in the universe a teacher could have pulled out to give to first graders, why is the one they picked the one that teaches kids to run from cops, which is not a lesson we want first graders to have? So the superintendent came out, the school districts put out a lot of statements about this, saying this is not included in the curriculum. Now, I assume, you know, the school board doesn't approve everything a teacher decides to do. You do get some autonomy in making those decisions.
Okay.
They're trying to figure out where this worksheet came from because they've never seen it before, basically. They've never had a parent complain about this before. So they assume this was something that was new that somebody introduced to the curriculum. There's been no mention of the teacher. There's been no mention of how long the teacher's been there or if it was a substitute or if anything is going to happen to this teacher because of this assignment.
Okay. Do you think let me ask you, Jamie, as a teacher, do you think anything should happen to this teacher for this assignment?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, it's a bad choice and I don't get it. And I would love to know the explanation. I would love to know why the teacher chose this because who knows what they were thinking. But no, not, you don't do anything to the teacher.
Okay.
But, and you want teachers to have autonomy. You don't want the principal to be approving everything they're doing. But if this is a teacher, I would have questions about what else this teacher is giving their kids then. You know, to me, this is a poor judgment call.
Pittsburgh Public Schools are made up of 53% African-American, 33% white. So, and I don't
know. Say that to me again, I'm sorry.
53% of Pittsburgh Public Schools made up of African-American,
okay.
33% white, and then the rest make up the rest.
Wicket, can you explain to people why this is a race issue a little bit and why that stat is important?
I'd have to look deeper into the Pittsburgh Public Schools, but I'm going to bet that a lot of Pittsburgh is black.
Yes.
And a lot of kids and it's not only is it black, there's a lot of minority.
Mm-hmm.
The minority, maybe the majority in Pittsburgh's public schools, downtown core public schools, much like it is in Kansas City. So imagine if a Kansas City kid who is in the first grade, who is a young black boy, the point about your first interaction with the idea of police brings this home and it says, Tom and Rob are running from police. Is that the first thing you want a six-year-old to think about police? Well, Tom and Rob ran from my school assignment, so I'm supposed to run from police. I mean, if you don't get that, you either don't want to see that, you don't want to believe that's a thing, but it is. Let me flip it. If this came from a teacher in Olathe, it wouldn't have the racial undertones because I don't believe that most of the kids in Olathe are white. Or I do believe that most of the kids in Olathe are white.
Olathe has a large Hispanic population.
Okay.
But I don't know the numbers on it.
Give me a real white suburb. Prairie Village. All right. Let's just, but you understand my point. And someone will say, well, Mike, white, you don't think little Timmy's going to see Tom and Rob as young white kids running away from the cops? We don't have race issues between police and white people.
Not to the extent
like
that we
do
seem to.
With police
between,
and minorities.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe that, you don't want to believe that or you're burying your head in the sand.
Uh-huh.
That's the 100% truth. So because again, I grew up in a pretty middle class suburb. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a lot of interaction with police. Police didn't visit my block or my street very often. But I will bet that these kids in this part of Pittsburgh, I will guarantee you, they see police just like kids in downtown Kansas City or downtown Chicago or downtown St. Louis. They see police and they have to grow up in a different world than somebody from Roland Park.
Yeah, and I'll come back to, there are a lot of reasons I have an issue with this, but one of them is that I don't even know if a first grader, if a 5 or 6 or 7 year old has had an encounter with police yet. I don't know when we start DARE. In schools, or if they've had other assemblies or anything like that with police, or maybe out at a festival or at Touch a Truck or some of those at National Night Out, you know, maybe they've encountered police there, but they've not had a lot of interaction with police. I hope a kid does not, what's the word? Like really have this ingrained in their head then.
Absorb.
I hope this doesn't stick with a kid that you run from the cop.
Right.
But you can rhyme things in a lot of ways.
Did we have to go cop and run?
Right. You couldn't have chosen, like, Tom's going to get a popsicle, you know?
Get a
do
pop.
Something that
get
is
a pop.
More...
He dropped his pop on the ground. Now he needs the mop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's go to Johnny on KMBC. Hey, Johnny, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going today?
Great. How are you?
I just want to throw my opinion out there. I'm doing pretty good. It's a rainy day. I'm off work. But this is, you know what? Every article I read nowadays and hear stories on the radio, racism is the most abused word of 2019. I swear it is. And here's my point about it being used in this article. The two names in the article, or in the story, is Tom and Rob. All right? Rob, Robert, Bob. You know, it's not Jerome. It's not Jose. It's not Jaquel. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not anything like that. They tripped over a log and fell into a pond. Show me your log and your pond in the downtown hood of KC or wherever. You know, I mean, people are just digging and looking for racism and everything, but it's not even there. It's in the eyes of whoever wants to accuse of being there. It's not there.
Hey, Johnny. I'm okay asking this question because you brought it up. Are you a white guy?
Right. Yes, I am a white guy. But you know what? I stand for every color. I'm willing to fight for every color there is in our country. I'm the most anti-racist guy there is, but at the same time, I'm not ignorant. I'm not naive. I mean, I see the logic in these stories, and then I see the abuse of the word racism, where it's not even there.
Well, Johnny, if your eyes are wide open and you're quite woke, do you understand from someone else's perspective that may not be a white guy? Let's say you're a black kid, as you called him, Jerome, and you had never experienced an interaction with police or you had seen police. Can you, with your woke eye, Johnny, see why the idea of a first grade assignment telling kids to run from the cops, or even having the idea that running from the cops is okay, can you see why that might be a problem?
Let's not confuse the difference between an ignorant assignment and actual racism. This is an ignorant assignment. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a stupid assignment. The dumbest thing they could have posted on there. That I agree with you 100%. But don't go crossing the line and trying to make it racist.
Well, you have to define why it's racist.
Well, let me ask
or why
this.
It's ignorant.
Do you agree or disagree with the statement that Wicket made earlier that black people... And you're a white guy, so I don't know, you know, but from where you sit, do you disagree or agree with the statement that black people have more negative interactions with police than white people do?
I agree. I agree 100% there's racism in our country.
That's not what I asked.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The reason that we think race is involved in this a little bit is because from where we sit, and we're white people too, the majority of the negative experiences that happen with police are with blacks, not whites. And if you look at incarceration rates, that plays out. We have more blacks incarcerated than we do whites. And so that's why we feel like this is aimed a little bit at blacks.
Okay, but look at how far you're digging and how far you're stretching this to consider it possibly racist.
I don't think
that is what's wrong.
I don't think
Johnny,
you have to look very far.
Johnny, with your eyes wide open and as woke as you think you are, you don't really want to look anywhere else besides your world where, well, the word racism and buck up snowflake and everybody's offended and all that. Put yourself in this woman's shoes whose daughter or son came home with this. You can't see it from their perspective.
No, it's not that I can't see it. It's that it is not there. You can choose and look at... No!
Johnny, you're answering your own question.
You're not going to let me answer here. Everybody can choose to look at so many things at different angles and really dig in different degrees and drag in racism. But that does not mean it is there. Just because you can possibly make a scenario where this can possibly be deemed as racism doesn't mean it was meant or is racist. It doesn't mean, just because you want to consider it is, doesn't mean that's what it is.
Why does it bother you so much that it might be racist, though? And I'm going to ask this question knowing, if I'm not mistaken, the next caller we have is Eric.
Yeah.
Who I believe is a black guy.
Yes, he is.
Who calls us frequently.
He's a regular. He's been on hold for a bit here. Yeah.
And Ketz is getting him lined up right now. Johnny, why does it seem to bother you so much that it might be a racist assignment?
Only because It's the actual abuse of the word racism and racist in 2019.
But
I already agree there is racism in our country. But to try to make everything racist and try to twist everything around to where it's racism, that is where the problem is. You're not letting a thing go. You're not trying to even fix something just because you're trying to make everything the problem.
Johnny, Johnny, I want you to think of all of the things that bother you when they get called racist or racism, that I want you to forget all of them and look at this. Can you solely zero in on this assignment going to black kids in minorities, and they're 6 years old coming home with assignments about running from police? Forget about all the other stuff. Forget about all the other stuff that you claim is wrongly called racist. Is there a chance that this one might be ignorant and racist?
If you want to view it as...
Okay, all right. Okay, and you choose not to. Again, you're not as woke as you think you are, Johnny. I love that you called, and I hope you call us again, but you're missing the point.
So we're going to let Eric, we can do the break if we want, or if Eric can hold on. I want us to talk to Eric, because I think it's easy when you are white to say we use the term racist too much.
Right.
I think it's easy as a white person because we're not on the receiving end of that.
Mm-mm.
I want to talk to somebody who is. And Eric's on the line.
All right. Hey, Eric, can you hang through the break, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hang on. Eric's one of our regulars.
We'll take our break here.
All right. We will play Who Am I next hour. Next hour. 576-7798. We'll get you in the next keyword to cash coming up in just a second. Also, Kansas City Councilman Eric Bunch in studio after the 1 o'clock news. 576-7798. Spring Eric in South Kansas City on. He wanted to respond to Johnny's call last hour that way too much in this world is being deemed as racism. As we're talking about this assignment in Pittsburgh, you can read about it on our Facebook page. Eric, thank you so much for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, what's going on, man? I love y'all, man.
Thank you.
I love y'all. Y'all good.
Thanks for holding
man.
On, Eric, through the break.
Yeah. No problem at all.
Floor is yours.
My comment is implicit bias, and we have to embrace that. I went to a Jane Elliott workshop. I love her, Jane Elliott, and she's an educator, and she's trying to change so many people's lives relating to race. Because racism is about power. It's like not promoting someone because they're black, or not allowing them to live in a certain area because they're black, or trying to charge them a little bit more for a car because they're black. That's power. And racism and power, I think a lot of it is an implicit bias where you have a certain prejudice against a certain group or a bias, and you don't know it. And that's the problem with America. A lot of these people in this country suffer from implicit bias. Even African Americans do. Light skin, dark skin, good hair, bad hair. Every human being suffers from it. The problem here is that we confuse that sometimes with racism, and sometimes we confuse racism with implicit bias. But when you go off and you go off somebody's experience with the police, like myself, I grew up in inner city. I grew up in Kansas City. I grew up at 3112 Chestnut. And I remember as a kid, the police pulled me over, me and my friends. We was coming back from playing basketball. And they pulled us over. They threatened us. The female police officer told me she would put us in jail for the rest of our lives. They pointed guns at us, and they took us to the store. Somebody had walked in the store and stole some chips and soda pop, whatever, and the store owner contacted police about it. And what they was doing was they were just looking for a group of blacks in that area. So what happened was they took us down there, and the owner said, it's not these guys. I told the dispatcher that they had jeans on with a T-shirt, and we had shorts on with tennis shoes. We had a T-shirt on, but it was three of us. And he stated that I said it was two of them that did it. So they had to let us go. And then the female cop told me, you lucky this time. Next time, I'm going to take your black butt to jail. You have to understand, that stuck with me even now as a 55-year-old man, that experience. And I've been a police officer before, and I wanted to be a great police officer. I didn't want to leave that type of image with people of color or anybody. But the problem I have was that when you hire people that's from that not from that neighborhood, they still bring those biases and prejudice to the job. And one of the reasons why I stopped becoming a police officer, I just got tired of, you can't fix the world. I'm one person. It was just too much stress. I just couldn't do it. And that's it right there.
Eric, thanks, man. Appreciate you sharing your story. Let's move on to Wayne in Lee's Summit. Hey, Wayne.
Hello.
What's up, man? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I just had a little twist to put on the subject. I'm a white guy, but I grew up in the inner city. And it's just the perception that the inner city has. I don't think it's really a race thing, a white or a black thing, because like I said, I grew up there. I moved out when I was 19. But I was messed with just as bad as any other black person was because of the way I dressed and the neighborhood that I lived in and the violence that happened in that neighborhood. I don't think that they're actually targeting people because of the color of their skin. I think it's really people are being targeted because of the neighborhood. And there's no doubt that its majority, you know, occupy area is black, and there is a lot of crime in the area. So I think it's just the neighborhood, you know what I mean, that you grow up in, and that's the reason why you get treated the way that you get treated. Is it right? No, not at all. I'm a white guy. I'm not racist by any means, but it's just the way that you carry yourself and the area that you live in. Hopefully one day that'll change, but until then, I think we're just going to have to keep going through this until the world changes. That's just my perspective on it.
And Wade, we thank you for it, man. Appreciate it. Hey, if you want to converse more about it, facebook.com/981KMBZ.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.